Maulana Sahab, now you can begin.
It was initially it was a Baitullah, but they turned it into a Baitul Asnam, or house of idols. So it for a prophet like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was prophet of Tawheed, it was a highly provocative scene. But it never protested, never reacted, never touched any idol. He never organized any demonstration against these idols. He simply ignored. Why? Because this kind of behavior was bound to disrupt the whole situation. It was bound to disrupt the normalcy. So, for the purpose of peace, to maintain the peaceful situation, he ignored the presence of idols. And he availed the opportunity. Now, what was the opportunity? At that time, Kaaba was a center of gathering. On one side, it was center of idols. On the other side, it was center of gathering. People from all over the Arab used to visit Kaaba to seek blessing from their idols. So, naturally, it was a place of gathering, place of assembly. So, Prophet of Islam used this situation as an audience. So, this was his policy. At one aspect, he ignored the presence of idols. And at the another aspect, he availed the opportunity of audience. So, he, Prophet of Islam, tried to maintain peace at any cost. This was the Prophet's policy. Prophet was he was carrying a mission, and this mission was a non-political mission, and without peace this mission was not able to carry on this mission. So what happened? After 13 years, the leaders of Mecca became angry. They wanted to kill him. So he and his companions leave the Medina. They migrated from Medina and they settled in. No, he migrated from Mecca. He left Mecca and went to Medina only to avoid confrontation, only to avoid violence and war. Then the leaders of Mecca tried to involve him in violence. They attacked Mecca. They wanted to attack Mecca. They wanted to wage war. Again, Prophet of Islam adopted the policy of avoidance. For example, once he received the news from some people that Meccan people are coming as an army to attack Medina. So he and his companions dug a trench before Medina. So he stopped them outside Medina. There was no war. So trench was a way of avoidance war. Digging trench was a way to avoid war. Then there is a good example of Hudaybiyah. after some years, Prophet and his companions wanted to perform Umrah. For this purpose, they wanted to enter Mecca for some days. But when they reached outskirts of Mecca, Quraysh leaders came out. They said, "No, we will not allow you to enter Mecca. You have to return to Medina." Prophet of Islam agreed. Then there was negotiation up to 2 weeks. Prophet of Islam wanted to establish peace. So after 2 weeks of negotiation, there was a treaty. That is called Hudaybiyah Treaty. But what was Hudaybiyah Treaty? This Hudaybiyah Treaty was a peace treaty between the two parties. This peace treaty was finalized after accepting other parties' conditions unilaterally. All those provisions that were included in this treaty were unilateral conditions. Prophet of Islam accepted their unilateral conditions only for one reason, that it will return peace. This peace treaty, Hudaybiyah Treaty, will return peace between the two parties. And peace will begin again, the Dawah process. So when peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was finalized, God Almighty revealed a chapter, that is Al-Fath. In this chapter, God Almighty said, "Inna fatahna laka fatham mabina." We gave you clear victory. At that time when this chapter of the Quran was revealed, there was no fatah. It was a defeat. Even Umar Farooq was not able to understand the wisdom behind Hudaybiyah. He said, "Lima nauti dariyat min dinina." Why you accept this kind of humiliating treatment, this kind of agreement? Why we accept this kind of humiliating agreement? But what happened? After 2 years, the whole scenario was changed. And after some years, the whole Arabia was Islamized. This was miracle of peace. So this is the true teaching of Islam. The whole Islamic teaching is based on the concept of peace. If you study the history of Islam, you will find that at the time of the Prophet and Sahaba, Muslims were Dawah conscious. But when they established the empire, then they became political conscious. It is this political conscious mind that has created problem. We have to return to the early period when Muslims were Dawah conscious. Then we will understand the value of peace, and we will do our duty, that is Dawah work. Thank you.
Jazakallah khair, Maulana sahab.
There are 10 participants in this conference.
Yeah, according to the announcement, there are 10 participants. I invite from participants the questions. I was expecting that participants will email me the questions, but it seems there was some mishap about the email address or what, I do not know. I did not receive any question. But now I am opening the floor for the participants to ask questions now, if you have any on the topic or any other question. and one man, one question, and listen the answer, and then give a chance to other person to ask a question. Jazakallah khair. So when you ask question, please give your name and the place. Inshallah. They will ask questions now, Maulana Sahab. Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay. Okay, then, in absence of questions, now I will thank Maulana Sahab for his great advice. So, if he want, he can log off from the conference, and we will continue with our conference, inshallah.